To the moon. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Presented by Capital One. Presented by TheraWorks Relief. You've heard by now that Amazon owner Jeff Bezos has pledged to set up a settlement on the moon and will pay for it himself if he has to. He sees the moon, with its low gravity, as perfect for heavy industry like mining and manufacturing, while the Earth would be rezoned for residential and light industrial use. Which makes sense economically. But now, fast forward 50 years. The moon settlement, Bezosia, is thriving, making snap-together skyscrapers and the fully conscious vehicles the Earth depends on. But because moon children would not be adapted to Earth's gravity, the settlement over time begins to see Earth as a bunch of spoiled elites, totally dependent on lunarians and yet off-limits to them. Until one day, Earth imposes a moon tariff, and that's the last straw. The governor of Bezosia, Jeff III, the moon's first trillionaire, lays down an ultimatum. Drop the tariff, or the moon will sell exclusively to Muskvia, the Elon Musk colony on Mars. U.S. President Donald Trump III nicknames him Loony Bezos and buys targeted attack ads on BrainBook, which are beamed directly into users' heads, so incensing Bezos, he repositions the moon, leaving Washington, D.C. in permanent eclipse and uninhabitable. Don't say I didn't warn you. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.